That's what I did. 180 days.
Who wants to take a walk to the post office? 1 a.m.
All right, committee, we are back on the air. I'm going to call us back in to order. All right, committee, we are on page 12, section 31B, Osage Community Supported Agriculture Study, $93,061. Well, that's where we were. Did we get through that one?
This is Brandy. I'm back.
Was there anything else anybody want to tell us about that, or? Almost half of it is in operations expense. $44,821.
Krista, are you here?
I'm sorry, I just got back from the lavatory.
Me too.
I'm sorry, was there a question?
We were just...
Did you want to... Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, Congresswoman Lemon.
I'm sorry, Chair Walker. Thank you. Section 31B is the Osage Community Supported Agricultural Study Grant, $93,601. And...
Oh, yes. This is a new award, and yes, it's $93,061 through the OSU Indigenous Health out of Tulsa for research.
So that's why the operational expenses would be what it is for the research purposes?
Yes, it's for research purposes. And let me pull this one thing. I had pulled up all to go. Let me pull this up on my computer. It's through Harvest Land. And let's I'm having a hard time pulling this up. Just a second. It's basically talking about, I can't pull it up for some reason, but it's basically talking about doing research on the way our community eats food in terms of like health and wellness. Oh, I found it right here. Hold on just a second. The study is the first to rigorously intervene across all components of the food system to address poor diet and health among American Indians, Osages, and other Native Americans within our community. Building upon Osage Nation assets and priorities guided by CBPR, I'm not sure what that is, and Indigenous Food Sovereignty Orientation, and based upon recommended strategies to eliminate disparities, study findings will inform research and policy efforts to create sustainable food access in reservations or like us in our service area with high rates of chronic disease, as well as urban communities where communicable diseases are on the rise. That's all I have for that. And it is through our Harvest Land.
Committee, are there any questions? You heard enough.
I also wanted to add that as part of this study, OSU will work on all aspects of the study and in conjunction with the Harvest Land to develop data collection, analysis, and interpretation. The Osage Nation Harvest Land will provide fresh fruit and vegetables for the interventions within our area. And also we will assist in study recruitment and retention to the promotion of the study throughout the Osage Nation. And we'll deliver produce to study participants as well as set up produce pickup times and locations for participants. It's kind of like our old fresh study. This is a newer one. I know with this one also, they present at their national conferences their data.
Yeah, sounds like a good program.
Great.
All right, committee, I'm going to move on if there's nothing else. Next is section 32A, Public Health Nurse Southern Plains Tribal Board, $15,000.
And that is on page 11.
This is self-governance funds, Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on, let me just pull up my notes. I apologize.
Hello, am I still connected?
Yes.
Well, okay. I've lost you guys on the screen. I can't find. Having issues.
Yeah, I believe this Health Nurse Southern Plains Tribal Board funding that came down $15,000 has been discussed in the health board meetings. And I think essentially this Southern Plains helps basically facilitate functions that are typically done under the MIFA, which we have public health nurse. This is just money to help that program. And mainly most of it's in operation and expense and then also in meetings, special events.
All right. Yeah, sounds pretty cut and dry. I'm going to move on to section 32, promoting safe and stable families, $29,071, $13,000 of which is in direct assistance.
And it's page 8 in the support documentations that we have. Thank you, Jordan.
Yes, this is a supplemental grant out of HHS. For the amount of $29,071. And it's to prevent child maltreatment among families.
Any questions, committee?
No, it's just.
It looks like another good opportunity. Mm-hmm. Okay, next section is section 36, social services, $303,156. $137,000 in salaries and wages.
Yes, it looks like self-governance applied some direct service funds for their budget, and this is what it's reflecting in the budget amendment for social services for FY22.
Great. Committee. keep moving. Section 37, SPF, Partnership for Success. $535,483 in non-tribal revenue. $163,000 in salaries and wages, $103,000 in indirect cost, $97,000 in professional fees, to highlight a few.
Ms. Krista, are you there?
Yes, it looks like this is a $35,483 increase in wages and fringe, and we're gonna include travel, some travel and IDC as reflected in the budget. This is an administrative supplement change award.
Okay.
You guys want to hear details about this or move on? And it's non-tribal funds. Section 38, treatment alternative to street crime, $545,138.
And if just remember that we adopted the committee substitute, Chair Walker. So they need to be looking at the committee substitute and not the original bill that was filed.
Could you repeat that? I don't know which one you're on now.
Treatment alternative to street crime.
There it is.
Task is the other is another.
Okay, let me see. I don't have any information on that one, so let me look it up here.
It looks like they're increased in wages and by $279,418, fringe by $87,040. It increases it to this, not what it is now.
It's task.
Yeah, it's task.
Yeah, I just don't have it in front of me. I apologize. I'm looking it up on my computer now. It's blank, the one I have.
Task is the one, I think it's here at the tail end of it.
It looks like it's...
So is the...
It looks like it's self-governance funding.
Is it the
we're double-checking
000?
That right now.
I think the main reason for this request and that program is that they have a tremendous outstanding, or not tremendous, but I believe there's currently a backlog, unable to see all the patients that currently... to meet the patient load, and this would help expand providers and add providers to that program. And that is one of the programs where, if you recall, the projected revenue for the current year, I believe we close to doubled the projected revenue amount based on what we're seeing in returns in that program. But essentially, at the end of the day, it's to expand, to increase providers, which in return should increase more money in reimbursements.
Mr. Chair?
I recall.
Ahead.
Congresswoman Lemon, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So Tyler, in looking at what is in front of us with the budget that was submitted, they're all zeroed out. So is it something you're gonna need to correct in MyCorps like the one before?
I was looking at the legislation too, and it showed zero, or I have nothing as far as the budget on the page I have. I'm going off the summary sheet that I had. But, and from being at the health board meetings. I don't know if Congresswoman Stabler is present.
I'm here.
Yeah. I can get some additional information just real fast.
Sorry, I missed the question.
He just thought maybe you might remember discussion regarding this treatment alternative to street crime. I would call it a supplemental.
Yes, it's supplemental, essentially what we're seeing in the third party dollars. To increase providers, Congresswoman Stabler said it's the task. I believe the health board at the presentation at the health board meeting was to increase providers in order to meet the patient load, which should result in increased collections.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Okay. Next is section 38A, tribal opiate response.
Mr. Chair.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is the email, Tyler. I received information that this needed to be increased. The email was on 4/11/22, and I did not receive the increase amount.
This is Krista, and he's stepped away. Is your question in regards to? The treatment alternative to street crime?
No, actually, I'm going to read you the email that I received from. It said that there needed to be an increase in the opioid. I apologize.
Oh, we're talking about TOR? Okay. Sorry, I wasn't sure what you were talking about. I apologize.
So it says there needs to be an edit on here, and there needs to be an increase for the tribal opioid response amount. That was from Jonna Hopper on the 11th of April, and I never received the amount that it needed to be increased to.
Okay, so we've moved on to the tribal opioid response FY22. I'm not sure what your question is, but I know that we have a new award of $88,435 that we have to get appropriated.
Okay, so Tyler, is Tyler right there also?
He is.
Okay, great. So you can both hear this question. So whenever I had... We were double checking everything back and forth between what the information you all sent down here through the MyCorps budgets and then the budget inserts that Jordan, our budget analyst, creates for us, making sure that everything was correct, hoping to have everything correct. And after I filed this particular bill, I received notice from Jonna Hopper that this needed to be increased, and an amount was never sent with what the increase should be. And I just decided that we would amend it in committee with the appropriate amount that needs to be inserted for you all to utilize the money. And if it doesn't need to be increased, we'll move on. But.
Chair, or.
Yo, go ahead, Tyler.
Yes, the original budget that came in and was sent over was $252,517. What needed to be, that number needs to be amended to $288,000. I'm getting the details there. Because we received an
additional,
supplement there the day after we sent this.
Okay,
yes, well. So the full appropriation amount should be $288,434.
Okay, so that helps, but not completely all the way, because again, the budget that was sent down for the tribal opioid response, it doesn't have like what the actual budget is now. There, it's all zeroed out. So there is a difference.
Would it be possible to get a new budget?
I can send down an updated microoid, but the reason that the actual and the budget are zeroed out in those first two columns of the micro document, because this is the first year of this award.
Okay.
There's no current activity to fill in those columns.
Yes, and there's we did a tour one and a tour two, and this is just tour two first year. So there's no expenditures included in that budget yet, because we hadn't had a chance to get it appropriated until now.
So is it safe to assume that we're under non-tribal revenue that increases $288,434, and then we'll just kind of see corresponding increases to the rest of the line items? Has that already been done?
Yes, it's already been done, and yes, that's true.
Can we, I think if we could just get that through the sponsor, then over here, then we could prepare a floor amendment and do it on the floor rather than do it in committee.
I'm totally fine with that.
We'll be happy to send over that new budget to you all as soon as possible.
You guys okay with that? Anybody not okay with that? Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Next section, 41J, WELA stabilization funds, $11,000. $3,500 in travel, $5,000 in operations, $2,500 in conferences, special events, and meetings. In non-tribal.
Oh, look at the wrong one. I apologize here. Just $11,000 travel. I don't have any questions. I don't know if the committee does.
Next section is section 45, women's PRT. $703,695 in non-tribal revenue.
Page 14. Okay. It says here there's a decrease in professional fees in the comments, Tyler or Krista.
I'm sorry, what was your question?
It says there's a decrease in professional fees. I'm not complaining. I just, that's an interesting note.
This looks to me like it's self-governance funding.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have to have Tyler speak on that one.
Yeah, I mean the ASAP. That's part of the IHS MIFA agreement. What was the decrease in professional fees? Yeah, I think essentially I think the program manager is looking to decrease the professional fees in order to bring staff on full time and take them off professional contract.
Professional contract. Okay.
Yeah, they would be more employed.
All right, committee, that's the last section.
Mr. Chair.
Congresswoman Lemon.
I was wanting to just have a little conversation with, if nobody has any questions about the PRT section, I wanted to back up for 1 second and talk to Tyler about something.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. On this tribal opioid response, if the committee decides to send this bill out today, it naturally goes through the process, you know, of our legislative process. Oh, there it is. You just sent it. Okay. That was my question. Thank you. He just sent it in an email.
Okay. Gotcha. So, yeah, let's
welcome.
Let's all help remember to make sure that floor amendment happens. General order day two. Okay. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Second.
I can't hear anything.
Congresswoman, did you not catch that either?
I did not hear any. I heard motion Billy. I'm sorry.
Motion to report out ONCA 2259 committee substitute as amended to Congress with the due pass recommendation.
Motion with a second. Is there any discussion? Last one on the agenda. We're still in discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, the motion carries. The bill will advance. That's it, right?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
Motion with a second to adjourn. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes. Say yes if you guys want to adjourn.
Yes.
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 All right. We're adjourned. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.